Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Monday night, Mad or Glad Monday. Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening, increasing our numbers. We greatly appreciate that.
Yes, very much.
We all have heard about the tornadoes in several states,
yeah.
And our hearts go out to those who lost loved ones, indeed.
Yeah.
And while I'm happy that the president has reached out and said that, you know, he's going to do whatever has to be done to help people, you know, that's commendable, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, millions of people's safety is violated every day.
Yeah.
You know, and the government hasn't done a thing about it. Now, we talk about enforcement, you know, no accessibility, no equality in jobs. And we sent out a tweet today about how if you train your guide dog on your own, the agencies make it a point of interfering with the medical. There's
That's
no
true.
Law to protect you. So now why isn't everyone protected? I mean, why the government waits until disaster strikes to come forward and talk about protection. Now, it's understood, of course, that the government should be there in times of disaster, like a tornado and all that, right?
Right, right.
Why isn't it understood that the government should be there for the daily abuse and tragedy of people in nursing homes, people denied service dogs, you know, which is
zero accessibility,
your safety.
Sorry.
People denied public safety, no
exactly.
enforcement. You know, you see, we're the forgotten people.
They certainly are.
I mean, it's horrible that we got to walk through life, and these agencies use us. And they use us to get plenty of money.
Oh, yeah.
And then the government will brag that they allotted X amount of billions of dollars for health care and all that stuff. But that money doesn't protect us.
It never trickles down. Never gets to us.
If it did protect us, people would be allowed to have their home health aid in a nursing home. That money's
right.
not being used for that.
No, it isn't.
I mean, the money is there for that already.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has their safety regulation and protection, and it's there. But it's not there for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not looked upon that if a person is denied a guide dog, they're being denied their safety.
Yes.
That the agency should have to prove why, especially since they've made money on that denial. They should have to prove why that person is not being given that guide dog. And there are so many different scenarios to that. You know, you can train with the dog or never train with the dog. You can be on a waiting list and tell you we don't have a dog for you. You don't even know if they trained the dog, they looked for a dog, or what they did. You have no idea what they did.
Absolutely nothing.
But you can look at their financial report and look at how much money they raised. That you know.
Yeah, right.
You can get copies of that from the Secretary of State in any state.
Yeah, right.
So, while it's commendable that the president has reached out to the people struck by the tornado and the tragedy and all that stuff, Why isn't he reaching out to us? He doesn't even have to spend any money to reach out to us. The money's there for the guide dog school. The money's there for the courts. The money's there for the
home health aides.
The home health aides.
Yeah.
See, that makes it 1,000 times worse. You know,
yep.
When the money is there. Now, the money is there to assist all those who have been injured and lost their homes and whatever in the tornado. The money's there for that, right? Now,
yeah.
If that money wasn't going to be used for that purpose, all hell would break loose.
Yes, it would.
Where is it for us when money is there and it's not being used to protect the millions of us all over this country?
They don't care.
That's my point.
Simply.
And that's a mad.
That's a very mad.
That's
they
a definite
care.
Damn angry-ass mad that we
that
have
is.
To fight and argue and advocate and... nobody has to do that except us. Everybody's protected. It's understood that you're protected.
Yeah.
But not when you're blind and disabled and you got to deal with all these people. And not when you're in a nursing home, they take all your money.
Yeah, I agree.
And the
with
agencies
that.
Don't do a damn thing to, you know, to make sure that that doesn't happen. So that's my mad. For this Mad or Glad Monday, and as I said, our hearts go out to all those who were victims of the tornadoes.
Oh,
but everyone
so.
Should be protected, and we don't
I
have that.
I also wondered, Frank, when I heard that, you know, the president was going down, and I also wondered this, wow, how many disabled people were affected, and how many disabled people were going to get some of that little bit of money and to reestablish their accessible housing. Or even if they didn't have accessible housing, now that they have their whole house demolished, when are they going to help them with making accessible housing in their new home? And you know, there's a lot of things that came to my mind.
Yeah, now they also say that according to this ADA, that if you make something new, you got to make it accessible. Are they going to make
right.
all those places accessible?
Doubt it. Doubt it.
You know,
it's going to take a lot.
The drawback on that is, what, only a certain percentage
yep.
is allowed. You see, right there, it shows you what they think of us.
Yeah. I mean,
you know?
I don't know.
Only a certain amount of places.
Well, if you're in need of it, now say, for example, I'm in need of it, and then you come, and you're in need of it, right? And you're in the same apartment complex. Well, I'm sorry, our whole accessible housing quota has been met. When that becomes available, we'll let you know you're on a waiting list. That's how it works. It really does.
That's because of their attitude toward us.
Right. The person, you know? Excuse me for lack of a better term,
and the money's
off.
Not being used in the right way, too.
Yeah, and if the person croaks off, guess what? Oh, sir, we have a new apartment for you. That's how it works. It's sad. It's really sad that they have to do
the
it that.
The people
way.
Who tell you that the quota has been met and there's nothing available, they're getting big salaries to tell you that.
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
That money should all be used to make everything accessible. Nobody should get salaries over that. Not as long as every place isn't accessible, they shouldn't get salaries.
That's true. But it also depends on
everything
who
should be made accessible first.
The scapegoat.
Then I could see people getting paid.
Yeah, well, also it also depends on who the scapegoat is.
Isn't that
is.
The way they treat everybody else?
Yeah, right.
See?
Yep.
Yeah. You go
well,
and you're the average person. You're the average person. You go and look for an apartment.
Right.
You know? You don't have to worry about if it's accessible or not.
Nope. That's the way
Understood.
We should have it. That's right. You should just be able to walk in, say, when can I have this? That's all you should be able to do. Right? Oh, I could have it next week? All right. I'll be moving on Wednesday. Okay, no problem. Done deal. Sign the paperwork, and it is done. No, that doesn't
all
have to do with a disabled person.
Advocacies that we do should be understood the same way that they are for everybody else.
True.
And that's what we don't have.
No, we don't.
And that's why we believe and keep talking about that we're not equal.
I asked
because
George
we're not
Stephanopoulos
treated equal.
I asked George Stephanopoulos when he was part of Clinton's team at that time, part of his cabinet. Now he's a reporter, of course, for ABC News. But I asked him once, I said, George, you know, I was in a town hall meeting, and I met him on the elevator before I went to the town hall meeting, but I asked him, and they muted my mic. I was so upset. Anyway, that's what they thought of me once I asked him the question. I said, Mr. Stephanopoulos, I have a question for you. So when I get out of college, I'd like to have some housing, and I don't have any housing, and I've looked across the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it doesn't have anything in there saying that I can, you know, get some housing, except for, you know, just some few things it mentioned, but it doesn't require them to give us housing. Oh, yes, the Americans with, he recited the freaking American with Disabilities Act, and that was it. I'm like, then I went to say, no, that's not what I was asking. And then they muted my mic. So to make a long story short, yeah. Well, what would I have been better as a question? I mean,
you should have said, how come everything isn't being made accessible?
Well, that was years ago.
That's
this
was in
the 90s, right when it first started. You know,
so
that's
what?
When.
So what?
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
Why isn't everything being made accessible, Denopolis? That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
You know, let him answer that.
Yeah. At the time, he was just a young, not a reporter, but a young cabinet member of, you know, Clinton's team.
Yeah, well,
now
on,
he's a reporter.
All so.
Yeah.
You should have answered that's the question I would have asked him.
But, you know, he stated the whole, you know, I was in shock. He muted my mic. I was not happy because I wanted to add an additional piece to it to say, you
well,
know,
I wouldn't need a
looking.
Mic if it was me.
Oh, yeah, well, I was further back in the audience because that's where the accessible seating was. So, yeah, that's how that went. So I didn't quite
anyway,
get to project my
Man
voice.
Of Glad Monday, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all her help, and we greatly appreciate that. Big East, Akita Rescue, adopt an Akita. And, if you need to get dog food or cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island is the place. At 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled, let Gary know that.
Yeah.
He may be able to deliver the food for you.
Do you know what we do?
All right, in a sight. What?
My husband and I just want to mention it for Nobody Starves. You could put in on Amazon, you could put in like a sort of a charity. We can't put in ours because we're not 501c3, but if we do put in, you know, Nobody Starves, or even I alternate between Nobody Starves and Big East Akita Rescue because they both have 501c3s, and they get money for my purchase through Amazon, a small amount, so it helps. Whenever I
they
buy
get
food.
Money? Who gets money?
Big East Takeda, and also Nobody Starves. If anybody wants to do that, it's, you know, whatever, they get like small amounts.
Oh,
like,
if people can donate that way, you mean?
Yeah, that way, yeah. Through Amazon.
Or if you buy something?
Yeah, so say I buy something for $10 and they only get 10%, you know, they get a, you know, I think 10 cents
or
a dollar.
They get a donation of it.
Yeah, they get a donation. If it was $100, they'd get a dollar on the 100, if it was 10%.
Yeah. All right.
Not bad.
So, keep that in mind. And
yeah.
all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti O'Quinn, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty,
yeah.
Ollie Campbell, we remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight, remind you. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight phone number. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us.
That's right.
InnerSight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. And thank you for that. All right.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You dial them at 631-880-7929.
That's correct.
Silo. All right. 631-880-7929. Inner Sight, Man of Glad. We got anybody on the line?
Let me check. I actually did that a few seconds ago, but let me check again. No, it's just us this time. I think we had Anthony,
right,
but he slipped off. Maybe he had to eat dinner or something.
So let's see. Wednesday night, television, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 on the dial. Channel 3 on the Spirit, Wednesday night at 11. Thursday on the Long Island Altis, 7:30. And I want to thank Virginia Collins for calling in. She said she saw the show the other night.
Oh, that was cool.
We're on reruns, so.
Yes, we are.
You know, we hoping to get back into that studio with all this stuff going on.
Yeah, no.
Crazy.
I think it's more like
crazy mask
stuff.
What?
You know, I think they're worried about, you know, God forbid anybody catches it from their studio. They're worried about liability, I guess. No, the owners.
Well, there's not that many people. We don't have a big audience
coming in. No. We don't have a lot of people coming in either. We don't have a lot of staff. We just have three people, you know, that do the show. Three or four people, you know.
Yeah, these people to put too much emphasis on what these doctors are putting out there.
Yeah, no, they have to bolster their immunity. It'll be okay.
So,
you know what drives me nuts? And this is what they keep sending me, these little things. Oh, get your booster shot. Get this extra shot. Get that and this. And that. I'm like, okay, now you're telling me to get this, and now you're telling me, but it doesn't work with the other, you know, variants. That's what's making me angry. So now what's the sense of me getting the extra thing when it doesn't work? Money? Okay. I might as well just give you money and forget about, you know, getting the extra variants and making me sick, you know?
So much confusion
attached
to this whole thing that you don't know what to believe. When you hear a different story all the time. What I heard this morning on the news, one of the doctors came forward and said, we have to reassess if fully vaccinated is good.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
what the hell kind of crap is this, you know? They don't know what they're doing, these people.
Obviously.
They're all mixed
up.
We're
a big experiment to them, and that's not good. I don't like that.
We're what?
We're a big experiment to them.
Yeah,
and that's not good.
Have you noticed that the top scientists and some of the people on the YouTube, Dr. Berg and a lot of others, have not altered their opinions or their ideas? They're still saying the same thing.
Yeah.
While all these other jackasses, these medical people, give you a different story every day.
Oh, lately, yeah. Wear your mask. Don't wear your mask. Put this stuff away. That, you know what? If I wear my mask, I'm throwing oil of oregano on it, and I'm smelling something nice. You know? That or chamomile and, lavender. Let's put some nice stuff in there, too. You know?
I've been
wearing my mask. But it doesn't smell so...
I wore it today for the first time in the cafe. But then, of course, when you sit down and eat, you got to take it off anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
So, what's the point?
Well, they say time of exposure. So they want you to eat fast, basically.
Eat fast?
You're going to have to.
That's the worst thing you can do.
I know. I eat too
fast.
Anyway.
Yep. You got to give your stomach a chance to get the... hydrochloric acid
nutrients
down there.
And the nutrients, too.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday.
Mm.
And if you want to dial us up, 213-816-1650.
I'm trying to ignore one.
And,
Let me see how much
I heard that. What?
I said we're just us. We don't have anybody else.
I heard this morning on that Apple came out with a device.
Mm.
Now get this.
Uh-oh.
Some kind of a device that now can track your medical information and history.
Oh, great.
You know what's going to happen with this stupid thing? You're going to have people... constantly looking at this. Oh, my blood sugar. Oh, my blood pressure. Oh, this one doctor says my heart. All kinds of stuff that people are going to become fanatics over.
Yeah.
Looking at these devices all day.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't do it.
Who the hell wants to look at that all day?
I have one that I bought. It's I only bought it for my oxygen in case something happened. But it also has other things, like your blood pressure, your everything, right? But it didn't cost me as much as Apple's, right? Apple's is really expensive. This was a cheaper one. So I bought it, and it worked. You know, it gave me my blood pressure reading, everything I needed. And then I take it off. I don't monitor it all day. Because, you know what, that drives you nuts. It really does. I'm going to say that straight out. It drives
you
nuts, ladies
and gentlemen.
I hope
they're going to give information on... how to stay healthy, not just
I do.
All these
I'm learning
tests.
No, I just wanted to make sure that my oxygen is at a good level. I didn't have anything that I could wear easily. That one I could wear easily around my wrist. You know, and you know my oxygen drops, so I'm not going to take chance with that. Everything else,
if you went to the right doctors and got the right kind of treatment, you probably wouldn't even need oxygen.
I pray so. I really do. You know why? Because one of the left lung is paralyzed, the muscles. So I got to find a way to get it, perk it up. Come on, keep moving.
Muscles can be regenerated.
Not the nerve that
under
the
right circumstances.
What I would love is if something helped regenerate the nerve that helps the muscles. That's my problem mostly. My nerves are shot.
That's what you've been told. How do you know it's really true?
Well, it could be the other way around. My muscles, here's what it showed, which is kind of weird. It showed that the muscles were contributing to my nerves. That is weird. And they said it was inconclusive, which means they don't know anything about it. Long and short of it, they don't know what it means that my muscles are contributing to the nerve damage in my body.
Yeah, they don't know what it means, and then they're not trying to find somebody who does know what it means. That makes it worse.
Which makes it worse, yeah. But they took a piece of my muscle and my nerve out of my body.
Who could very well know what it means.
Which is scary.
Or have an entirely different meaning.
Of course. They're not doing that. And then they're making me take
the
junk.
That's the problem with a lot of
these
medical people.
And they're making me take the junk.
They're too narrow-minded and prejudiced.
Yeah.
They'll tell someone, oh, you're going to die in X amount of time, right? But they won't consult other people who have a whole different view, who may say, well, this person doesn't have to die if they do A, B, and C, and D. They could live another 20 years, maybe.
Right. That's what happened with my uncle. My uncle Gene.
They're not doing that.
Bone cancer. He had bone cancer, right? And they told him, no, he's only going to live 5 weeks. 5 weeks. He lived 10-plus years, okay, with bone cancer, severe bone cancer, to the point that it literally went all over his body. Every single bone had cancer in it. It didn't, like, isolate in a leg or an arm that they could take away that. It was all over his body. So they couldn't help him. So he just said, I'm going to live with it, you know. If you have chemo for me, I might
not
want
help him.
To take that.
He only went to one type of doctor, right? The medical
doctor.
No,
he went to all different ones. He went through chiropractic. He went through everything. He went through even herbalists. He went to everything you could think of. But I think that's why he lasted so long, honestly. I mean, he went to the alternative.
So he got some different help, and he proved them wrong. He lived a lot longer.
Right. He lived like 15 years. Yeah.
How old a guy was he?
Oh, he was, let's see, in his 80s when he passed. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good good life.
Yeah, but he was told that he wasn't going to live past just
a few
weeks.
Well, that's my point, see.
You know, so,
half
I mean,
the time they don't even
a,
know what they're talking about, these.
Well, he used to call them butchers.
Medical people.
The doctors were butchers to him. They were.
Yeah,
he used to call them butchers.
All right, in a site, 826 New York, Mad or Glad Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you're mad about or glad about, well, don't forget Wednesday night is our nursing home program. And we have shows this week, but next week we'll be off for Christmas week. We're going to
put
some reruns on, hopefully.
Reruns on, yeah, exactly.
Get them going.
Yep.
All right, in a sight. Mad or glad. And let's see, what else was in the news? Oh, I hear a lot about the small business struggling and many going out.
Very badly.
Many
very,
having
very
to
badly.
Shut down.
My whole block does not look the same. This whole area. You go down where the small businesses are, down on Main Street near where I live, and you just look. And it seems like it's a ghost town sometimes, you know, at certain hours, and it's scary. You're like, wait a second, this was here, that was here. Then you try to see, oh, we're leasing. Well, you really going to lease to people, seriously, when it's a big it's a pandemic and they're telling people things that then I just shake my head, and I'm like, how are they going to get a lease? And they don't. They don't get a lease for a long, long time, you know, in that spot. You know, it's sad. A
friend told me that in his neighborhood, there was an old-fashioned donut shop been there for 30 years. Had to close down.
Isn't that horrible? You know? There's an old-fashioned
chocolate.
Yeah,
because the politicians aren't doing enough to help these people.
I know. We had an old-fashioned chocolate shop that made really good chocolate. That's gone. Yeah. We have an old-fashioned ice cream, too, an ice cream shop. One of those float, that used to give you floats. Remember the years ago when you used to sit at, you know, the bar, like the ice cream bar, you used to sit down and get your ice cream? That's where it had just like that, the old-fashioned ice cream shop. Well, that's closed, too. Yep. The only thing
there's so many places.
You want to know what survived? Take a wild guess.
Well, I don't know.
The alcohol and eateries. That's what survived. Yep.
What do you mean? The bars and all that?
The bars and the eateries, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, people need food.
That's what survived.
The bars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the bars did. You know why? Because the governor allowed them to sell alcohol, you know, right, you know, out their main door.
That's why they survived.
Yeah.
And also other stuff. That's why
the
they
drunks
survived.
Live on.
That's right. It's sad. It really is
crazy.
Sad. Yeah.
So, I don't know, these stupid guys with these billionaires with these stupid space companies. I mean, to me, that's a waste.
Waste, a big waste.
That's a mad. You know,
they
can't even take care of the Earth. They've helped to ruin the Earth, and now they're going up out of space. You know, and God knows what they're bringing back from up there.
No, that's true.
So, and look at all the money that's put into it.
Yeah.
You know, where people could get a lot more help.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I heard one guy who. Somebody wanted to pass a law outlawing it. Yeah.
Really?
I'd vote for that.
I'd vote for actually, you know, doing certain things to minimize it. You know, because right now, a lot of things we need money that helps what's going on now here on Earth. You know, but I could see where some of it could be helpful in the future, but not all of it, not so much of it that it actually dominates. That's what the problem is right now.
If you can't take care of the Earth, how are you going to take care of outer space?
That's true. And I believe
you got all these troubles,
important.
All these problems here. And, you know, and you talk about unknown diseases. You don't know what you got up there.
That's true. But, you know,
pollution,
I think,
and all that.
I think a lot of us, you know, people don't realize that a lot of things have come from space. And that's the major issue, yeah. So, yeah, that's the main issue.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknown.
Oh, yeah.
That people are dragging down with them. And then they land on the ocean a lot of times. There's another pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Polluting the water and all that.
Well, there's a lot of things that pollute this water. Sad. Sad state of affairs.
Then they want to have
mm-hmm.
electric cars. You know, which to me is pretty dumb. You know, you're gonna have these big electric power things and.
It's like where the gas. You know where the gas gauge is, Frank? It's you go to a gas station. You put where the gas gauge is, and then you just put, instead of filling up gas, you fill up the electric car. And the batteries have gotten really easy to fill up a charge, and that's it. And then you keep going. That's how it works.
Yeah, except they've had a lot of trouble with those batteries.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fires. All kinds of stuff that has broken out. You know?
Yeah, they got to do different stuff. I mean,
and
a lot
electricity
of bad.
Is, can be very dangerous if you know.
Not doing it right, yeah. I get it.
If you're not using it in the right way.
That's true.
But now you have, you're going to have cars that are going to fly?
Oh, man, I don't know about that right away.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have all kinds of crazy situations. Flying cars that are going to fall down to the earth. You know what kind of disaster that's going to cause?
Yeah, it's going to cause a lot of disaster. Well, you just have to hope and pray that it you know, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to pan out.
All money stuff.
Yeah.
It's all money. You know, and you know what? A lot of it is a fad, too.
Yeah, you think?
I don't think it's going to last. I think it's
flying
gonna,
cars?
I think they're looking to make a score, and then they're going to go out.
Meaning the flying car? Oh, no, I think that would go for sure. No, I think
that's
going to stay.
Flying car and also this electric idea.
Nah, I think the electric cars will be here for a while. They've been here for a while, actually, Frank. It's just that it hasn't been, looked into that much because it never was able to, put a lot towards them, meaning them being more, able to last longer than they are right now. So once they got the batteries up to snuff, that they could last longer, than now everything is, better.
I don't know. Those batteries full of chemicals. More pollution.
Wow. Well,
Where do you put the battery when it's worn out?
You have to recycle it.
Yeah.
That's what people do. Recycle the battery.
I think they ought to get the horses back.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Horses till the earth. Horses are more pure. They're very intelligent. And, they need to pay more attention to the animals on this planet.
Yeah, including the humans.
I mean, there's so many damn places that experiment with these animals and cause them to suffer and all that. It's horrible. Shouldn't be, man. That's where they're ruining the earth.
Yeah.
By abusing the animals like that.
Mm.
That's one of the worst things
that
a country can do.
I agree.
And by not having the horses around, the horses replenish the earth.
Of course they do.
They take care of the earth.
That's true.
Yeah. And you really, they really ought to have more, a lot more horses.
Yeah.
To do that, because it would help the pollution.
Oh, I agree with that.
And one of the best things for this earth is horse manure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If you had a a farm, what would you immediately get? Horses? What else would you get?
What do you mean, a farm?
Yeah, if you had a farm.
You'd have farm animals.
Only? Or would you get other things?
Yeah, farm animal. You'd want it to be organic.
Of course, yeah. That's important.
But the way this world is going, out of space, electric cars, flying cars, the poor horse doesn't stand a chance.
Now
in sight. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Anything you got on your mind, mad or glad, put it right here. Live on Inner Sight, and I want to thank Stacey Garner working on her book and the I'm looking forward to being a part of that coming up in January. We'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah.
On the first book that I know of that will help reveal what's going on in these horrible nursing homes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So that's a great blessing for millions of people.
It is. Yeah.
To have that book out and get that information going.
Definitely.
All right, Insight. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is the nursing home program. Nursing homes kill people, get rid of them.
Yeah.
And let me remind anyone out there who knows of someone in a nursing home or who may be listening as a relative, have them call in, especially on Wednesday night.
Yeah, we'll help.
Tell us what's going on. The more information we have,
the more
the better. I got a report.
Yeah.
I got a report from a good friend who works for one of the agencies who goes into the nursing homes to try to get people signed up on these different programs. And she was telling me how a lot of these nursing homes are infested with roaches and bedbugs.
Oh, gosh.
That she's actually encountered them.
Oh, my.
You know. So that's pretty typical and horrible.
Yeah.
You know, that people have to be abused like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're in a nursing home situation, and as to opposed to being in, if they were in their own home, you know, you could
mm-hmm.
control that situation more. Even, you know, if you did get it,
right, it's less likely.
But in a nursing home,
and, yeah,
you know, the person who has to live with that has no control over that.
Nope.
So there's another reason why people shouldn't be in those places. So let's see. Thursday night we usually do a subject.
Yep.
I don't know what the subject is this Thursday, but we'll find one.
We'll find something.
Inner Sight, and Friday night is the funnies.
Exactly.
The frolic. We got to do our Christmas funny show this Friday.
Yeah.
Figure that one out. All right. So let's see. Friday would be, today's what, the 13th?
No, I thought it was, hold on, let me check. Yeah, the 13th, you're right.
Next Monday, the 20th. So next Monday,
This
coming Friday will be our last show for a while until after Christmas.
That's right, after Christmas, yep.
We're going to take that week off.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas week.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, are you mad? Are you glad? Anybody out there mad about the variant?
No, I am.
About the vaccine?
I think somebody's pushing it out. Who wants more vaccines to be made? I don't know.
I heard something about the state Supreme Court voting something down that for government workers.
Oh yeah.
What's that about? Did you see it?
Sorry, no, I didn't.
Can you get that online?
Let me look. Voting what down in particular? Did you
some kind of a mandate?
Oh, a mandate. Okay.
You said the government couldn't do it.
Okay, wait a minute.
See if you can find that. State Supreme Court.
State Supreme
today.
Court. Okay.
New York. It was New York.
Okay.
Something about New York. NY. All right, Inner Sight, and 213-816-1650, if you want to call in, give your opinion, you're mad or glad, your whatever you got on your mind. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, video, if you call in. You get a better reception. Try to avoid the speakerphone.
Yeah, that really... You hear everything, and then it's a distraction.
All right.
Inner
Sight.
Oh, my.
Oh, can you be more quiet with that?
It's just going on its own, believe it or not.
Well, you got to turn it down.
Yeah, I did.
You just said no distraction, and now you're playing that.
No, I was doing it on
Inner
myself.
Sight. Mad or glad Monday, and you know, this virus thing has, with these mandates and all this stuff back and forth and all that has, I don't know, interfered with a lot of the daily stuff that goes on with life, you know. And I'll tell you one thing, I know a lot of people are glad that they didn't throw this lockdown at us again. That was a big mistake.
Oh, yes, it was.
The first time. Big mistake.
It was way too long, too.
Yeah. So at least maybe they seem to have learned something from that, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't make a
difference.
Why
not go a step further?
Yeah.
You know, learn from all the medical mishaps. Bring in other people. Bring in other doctors.
I hope they do. Be nice.
With different points of view that would help.
Then you could get, hopefully, money to cover it, and then you could go see them. That'd be even better.
Well, you know, if this thing is such an emergency,
mm-hmm.
the president ought to immediately declare that holistic medicine now, at least for the duration,
mm-hmm.
will be covered.
That's right.
By a Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, should be.
It should be covered.
Yeah, should be.
If it's going to help somebody, you know, and if it's administered by a licensed medical doctor, it should be covered. That way a lot of these doctors wouldn't be so damn scared to recommend an herb or something.
I'm not seeing what you're saying, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
You can't find the
decision
from the Supreme Court, is that what you said?
Yeah. I found a whole bunch of other stuff, but not the one for today.
It was on CNBC. Why don't you look on the...
Yeah, I'll look on that one.
For today.
Okay.
Let's see what you... Maybe pull it up.
I can muster something up there.
But you see, if this administration really cared, and these doctors and whoever else is involved, they would insist that the medical profession be allowed to get paid in dealing with holistic healing to help people, because a lot of people believe in that. And they don't want to be forced to deal with the foreign substances in their body. So they should mandate that. You've been mandating everything else. Oh, you found it?
Yep, I found it. Supreme Court rejects bid to block COVID vaccine mandate for New York healthcare workers. She was last year's heroes.
Oh, they refused to block it.
Right, they refused to block it. So last year's, this woman is standing with a sign, last year's heroes, this year's unemployed. Because they were told that they had to go get the vaccine, and they were put on the unemployment line if they didn't do it.
Oh, the healthcare workers.
Yes.
In other words, the nurses.
Last year's heroes, she wrote, last year's heroes, this year's unemployed.
They took them to court, that's right.
Yeah, they took them to court
In
September.
I think that's going to make things worse because...
Oh, if they're vaccinated? Yeah.
Sure, somebody's going to get the vaccine.
Look what happened with
vaccination.
May. Yeah.
Look what happened last time.
Yeah.
When they had people come into the nursing homes who, you know, were infected. So when you get the vaccination... It's just like being infected. To some people,
that wasn't the problem. The problem was, now, let me explain. When people were vaccinated, they still didn't, you know, and there's all these variants, too. They still weren't cautious. That because there's all these other variants, they think, oh, I'm protected. I have the vaccine in me. And then they just were careless. They were very careless about their immunity, I'm going to say, straight up. And that's why the nursing home patients got COVID and basically went to the hospitals and died because they weren't cautious.
Yeah, they let the people come in, so they're going to do the same damn thing, see?
Again, yeah. You watch.
They're not learning from their mistakes.
No, they aren't.
You know? And it was said, a month or so ago, if you're vaccinated, you you can spread the virus because it goes into you. It's got to come out.
Not necessarily.
Makes sense.
No, my husband went to get his immunity checked out with the antibody test because he said he thought he had COVID. Well, it turns out that was the vaccine, okay, showing that he had immunity, okay. So, but when he came back, it came back positive, so he thought he had COVID. Look how crazy this whole thing is. Now, and then he went and he asked the doctor, did I have COVID or is this the vaccine? He goes, no, that's the vaccine showing that you have immunity to COVID. It's a different, whole different ballgame. He's like looking at the thing and he says, it looks like I have COVID. And he says, no, that's the vaccine. He goes, how do you know? This looks so crazy. He goes, yeah, we just had to figure it out as we went along. And I'm looking at it, I said, that looks like you had COVID. He goes, yeah, it sure does. I was feeling, you know, not so good at that time, remember? I said, yeah.
How do you believe people who give you four different stories every month?
I think that they don't know either. I think he had it.
Of course they don't know.
Why should
you put that stuff in your body when there's better ways to do it?
I feel like going and getting checked out and seeing if, because I had
better
both
ways
the vaccine.
To do it.
Well, I had both. I had the two vaccines because I was planning on going to see my mom and not having myself restricted because they were doing that. They were restricting people from, you know, seeing without having the vaccination. And I knew that was going to come up. But then it was too late. I had already taken the vaccines and then my mother passed away. It was really
sad. But they had people in the beginning, way back, over a year ago, they had people going into the nursing homes who obviously had this virus and were exposed to more vulnerable people. You know, when you're in bed and you're elderly and you're ill to begin with, you're more vulnerable to catch something.
Oh, yes, you are. Even a person who's disabled, not only elderly, somebody who's just disabled is more vulnerable.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm more vulnerable on a regular basis because I do lie down throughout the day, and I'm, you know, I have to. I have no choice because I feel
coupled with the fact
drained,
that they didn't get the people out.
That's true.
You know, they didn't have their aids.
Nope. If they had their
and,
aids
and,
or
and
had
and that's
un-aid.
Why the whole thing got out of control.
Yeah. They had people constantly moving them around, helping them, you know, become clean, helping them do everything and anything that they need. It would be a whole different story. It would be, you know, because they'd be getting fresh air on a regular basis. I know I would make my mom get fresh air. I would have had her talking to people. I would have brought her home with me for lunch periodically and brought her back, things like that. I would have had myself, you know, have her aide assigned to her, and then just 15 minutes from my house, you know, that's how far we were on wheelchair, 15 minutes. We could have brought her in the car, you know, a lot of things.
Why didn't
really,
you?
Really, really bad. Why? They put her in isolation. She was in isolation because she was on a floor that had COVID, just like Maureen's mom. But they wouldn't let me do it, would not let me do it at all, because she was in isolation on that floor with other people who had COVID. Yep. Anytime
so they wouldn't let
the,
you take her out?
Nope, they wouldn't let you take her out.
But they let people in.
Yes, they did. But the only way they let people in is if they had a medical reason to be there. Or if they had
they let people in who were infected.
Obviously, because it kept being infected. For example, if I had a 14-day thing where everybody can't come in, right? Then the next time around you get another person infected, you have another 14 days to wait, which is crazy. That's 28 days you have to wait to see your family member, and it could keep going. Say now another person comes from the hospital. Now you got another 14 days to wait. Then he lowered it down to 10 days. I'm like, that doesn't help. So that means that three people get sick.
That's why the immune system is so important.
And I think it's still, you know, the way it is, they have it the same way. They haven't changed it. If I even call, they haven't changed it. I guarantee you. But I don't even want to call
because
anymore.
They haven't brought in any new information or new people.
No, no. That's
it's
right.
The same old stuff. And I guarantee you, tomorrow you'll hear something different.
Oh, yeah. That's not nothing new. Nope, nope. I have a true hatred, I would say, for the system. You know, a dislike. I don't, hatred's very strong, but I'm going to say a true dislike for the system of the nursing home system. I go in them and my skin crawls, it itches. It wants me to say something nasty, but I try not to, so it doesn't, you know, it just really is bad. It really bothers me to know and to see people in that manner, let alone my own mother. You know, that really bothers me.
Well, we're going to have more people call this show, I'll tell you that.
I tell you that as well.
No, no doubt about that, because we're reaching out to people.
I can't wait.
We're going to have them call right from the nursing home.
That's great.
And I put all these nursing homes on notice. Right?
Yeah.
Anyone that you have in your place is welcome to call this show. And we're going to keep on exposing what's going on.
That's right.
Until that person is released.
Or until that person is treated properly and their aid is brought in. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until they get the help that they need and deserve.
That's
just
right.
Like anybody else.
That's right. You know, it's terrible
the work
that they
is,
have more than one. I'm sorry.
The workers don't need an aid to go to the bathroom or to go to lunch or to go outside or to
do anything.
Whatever they got to do, they don't need an aid for that. They go and do it.
Not.
It should be the same for the residents.
Yep.
But the residents need an aid for that.
Isn't that terrible? That they don't see it that way.
See? They'll give
they
them the same
that.
Privileges that you have.
They don't see it that way, Frank. It's just sad.
No, because they don't give a damn about these people.
What I really
they only want to go there, get their money, and go home.
That's true. That's very true. Sad. Very sad.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. And I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all our friends.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Oh, give us a count before we go. What's the?
Yeah. 112,261. Yay,
wait,
baby.
Wait. You got covered over by the prompt.
Oh, the
again?
Little thing. That's a thing. 112,261.
All right. 112,261. We're headed to 113,000.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Just started.
And
thank you, listeners.
Thank everyone who believes in inner sight.
Yeah.
You believe in inner sight. You believe in the right way. You believe in
that's right.
Freedom, justice.
That's right. Yeah.
Keep on fighting for it.
That's right.
We intend to do just that.
Yes. Very much.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled are Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. Email innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't put attachments.
No, please don't.
All right. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate it. And this program is for everyone.
Yes, it is.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Inner sight. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.